Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some Wine and Chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the Chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Amiga, welcome to season 6 of the Fearless Mujer podcast. Yeah, girl, I've been here for a minute. I'm Micaela, author, speaker, Latina life and podcast coach, and the founder of Fearless Mujer. Girl, for many years, life knocked me down so much that I feared I would never be the woman I was meant to be. But as God's daughter, I know that I'm not meant to live in fear. So when I speak about being fearless, I'm not talking about not being afraid. I'm talking about fearing less on this beautiful life journey that can sometimes feel messy. But the most valuable thing I've learned on my life journey is that sometimes your setback is a stepping stone to something greater. Because sometimes what is meant to destroy you becomes what prepares you to lead and empower those around you. And girl, I'm a living testimony. You can read part of my story in my book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. So mujer, come join me for real, raw, and honest conversations with authentic women who will lift you up, encourage you, and will keep it real with you, because we don't sugarcoat anything over here. Girl, this isn't your ordinary podcast. The Fearless Mujer is a sisterhood, and you have a seat at this table. So amiga, grab your cafecito and come be part of conversations that truly matter. Together, we are unstoppable. Hey girl, welcome to a new episode of the Fearless Mujer. So excited that you're here. This is Micaela. If you're new here, I just want to say welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your day to hang out with me and have virtual cafecito. I have a question for you. Have you ever felt like you wanted to say something, but you knew that if you said something to that person, maybe it's a family member, you know, they're a little toxic, right? And I'm laughing because I've been there. But you knew if you said something, it was going to trigger them. They were going to snap. You just didn't even want to go there with them. How many times have you kept your mouth shut when you knew that you should have said something because of how others might react? Let's just put it that way. How many times have you kept your mouth shut because you were afraid of how the other person was going to react? Now we can look at this from all sides: marriage, a relationship, with a parent, with a sibling, a boyfriend, right? Even a friend, right? Or a sister, somebody. So that's the question for you today. Now, I saw this post in a group, and the person was basically just mentioning how she was very upset because it seemed that the people in her life did not understand her season. Put it that way. Her season was challenging and she wasn't as available. They wanted a lot of access to her. And so she was upset. And I definitely resonated with that because I remember how hard it was for me to say what I needed to say. I remember how many times I wouldn't say it because I knew how those around me were going to react. And I remember just trying to keep the peace. But inside, it was causing me to be stressed, to be depressed, because I'm not really honoring myself when I don't say what I need to say. So that's what we're going to talk about today, right? You need to say what you mean. Because when you don't say what you mean, you can fall into the trap of becoming a yes woman. And so I'm going to read a little bit from my book because I talk about this a little bit. And for those of you that maybe you're new here, I do have a book. It's Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. You can find it on Amazon. So what I'm going to do is just read a little bit and we're going to dive right into this topic because we need to talk about this, right? And this is a podcast where we don't sugarcoat anything because we don't grow when we sugarcoat. We don't heal when we sugarcoat. And we don't really evolve into who we're supposed to be. So, all right, girl, let's dive in. And I hope that this session is not just that you're listening to the podcast, but I really, truly hope that it also gives you some free mentoring, because a lot of times that's what we need. We need that accountability and that mentoring to know, like, oh, yes, like I'm going through this and someone is actually going to guide me through this. All right. So I am reading from the chapter, There Is More to Who You Are, which is technically chapter 4, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. Basically, all the chapters, they're just titled. There's no numbers. So I'm going to read from page 76, and we're going to dive right in. When you do not truly understand who you are deep down inside, you will fail to set healthy boundaries that protect you from people-pleasing and becoming a yes woman. A yes woman has a tough time saying no to others, but saying no when necessary gives you the freedom to say yes to more important things. It's hard to say no when you haven't set healthy boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is challenging when you don't know who you are at your core. If you're new to boundaries, I recommend exploring what that looks like for you. Boundaries will protect you from putting too much on your plate. When it comes to your life goals, boundaries will be essential. When you create healthy boundaries, you are also creating space for yourself. Often this is why women feel guilty about making time for themselves. It's because they have not yet identified what boundaries they need in their life. A great way to begin creating healthy boundaries is to identify your non-negotiables. Having clear non-negotiables is an essential tool for setting healthy boundaries. It will also spare you from burnout and overwhelm. Your non-negotiables will help you clarify what you will and will not do. Non-negotiables are beliefs and values you will not go against. An example of a non-negotiable could be not allowing toxic people to influence your life decisions. This becomes something you choose not to go against. When you give toxic people access to your life decisions, you might become mentally and emotionally drained. Having a clear non-negotiable about your goals will help you accomplish them much quicker. For example, setting a non-negotiable for yourself when it comes to not allowing anyone to distract you from accomplishing your goals can be highly beneficial to your life. Define your non-negotiables and commit to them. Setting boundaries won't be as tricky once you define those for yourself. So, why I wanted to tap into this is because here is why. This is why you're having a hard time saying what you need to say. Because it may be that you struggle with having healthy boundaries. So here's one of the things about boundaries. And I believe I talked about this in the Confidence Mastery class. You can go check that episode out from last week. I feel like I can't speak today, you guys. I am really sorry. I'm like tongue twisting over here. But all that to say, go listen to that episode because I think it was pretty good just getting into why maybe you feel that you can't say things or why you struggle to say what you need to say. So what does it mean to really have those healthy boundaries, right? I said this on the last episode. Think about a fence or a gate, right? You know from the inside, you could probably open the gate, right? But from the outside, people can't just come in. You can't just walk in there, right? Like you couldn't just walk into the White House, right? There's guards there and there's, you know, probably a security in the front. I'm not sure. If you know, let me know. But you can't just access the White House, right? That's a pretty big deal. So that's what it is. When you don't have a boundary set up, you are allowing someone access to you, to your thoughts, to your decisions, to your day, to your life, and on, right? And so it's the same thing when you're in a relationship, right? You're giving somebody access to your day, to your time. And that's why healthy boundaries are important in a relationship, right? I mean, everyone should have common sense, right? my person's working. Let me not call them while they're working because that's a boundary. I'm going to respect their boundary. They're busy, they're working, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they just want to chill. They just want space. I'm going to respect that. But not everyone has common sense. We know that, right? Some people are super clingy and, you know, whatever it is, right? So that's why boundaries are important. And now when I'm talking about healthy boundaries, a boundary is not, I'm going to stop talking to this person and shut them out and not even tell them why I'm not talking to them. Now, I learned boundaries the hard way, okay? So I'm not speaking as an expert who had it all together. No, I'm speaking as, yes, I'm giving you my expert opinion as a life coach, but I am also giving you from my own experience of having struggled with boundaries that, like, I didn't say what I needed to say when I needed to say it, and it caused problems. And it caused me to be stressed out, and it caused me to be depressed, and it caused me to be griping about stuff and venting at the wrong moment in the wrong way. And here's the problem. When you start venting to people and all you do is complain, people really get tired of that, right? So if you, I'm just going to say this, don't get mad at me, but if you're the kind of person that you're always venting to your husband or your partner, or your boyfriend, you're venting, you're griping, you're telling them what bothers you about another person. Do you think, just ask yourself this question, do you think that you're respecting their boundaries? That maybe they don't even want to hear that. Let's be honest. A lot of times I think as a girlfriend, as a wife, right? We think that the other person wants to hear everything that we have to say. We don't always need to go to our person and complain about stuff. I'm just saying, and I'm just being honest, okay? Take this from someone who made a lot of mistakes, right? They don't always want to hear that, okay? This is not a relationship episode. I'm just talking about the boundaries that need to exist, that even that is a healthy boundary, that, hey, maybe my person doesn't want to hear me complaining about, you know, Susie Q over there, my coworker. Maybe they don't want to hear that. You see, someone once told me, and it made so much sense. One of my cousins told me this. Your husband, your boyfriend, they're not your therapist. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. Your husband, your boyfriend, they're not your therapist. They're not there for you to vent about every single thing. I'm not saying don't say what you got to say. They're not there for you to vent about every single thing. And as women, it's hard because we want to do that. Okay? I told you we don't sugarcoat everything. We don't sugarcoat things over here. If I'm triggering you, I apologize. I don't mean to. I should let you know that I do. I trigger people when I speak because I kind of just, I just say it, right? And it is what it is. And either it's for you or it's not, right? And that's fine. But this is something that I had to learn. I learned the hard way, right? Because I didn't understand boundaries until just a few years ago. I began to really understand what a boundary was and what it wasn't and what a healthy boundary really meant. And so when we're talking about this and you look at certain situations in your life that really bother you, that, like, you get so upset because, man, maybe those people don't respect your time. Maybe there's people in your family who don't respect the season that you're in. And maybe you just want to blow up and you want to snap. I'm going to tell you two things on this episode. And girl, take this as some free coaching, seriously, because this is good stuff. I'm telling you, not because I'm bragging, I'm telling you because I've helped so many women with this, and I've had to do this work on myself, and it has not been easy. It really has not been easy, but I'm so grateful that I did the hard work, the painful work, the healing work that was uncomfortable, right? That didn't feel good. Ripping off my band-aids, the band-aids I put over my wounds didn't feel good. But now that I look back, I'm like, man, I'm so much better for it. I am a healthy person, so healthy inside that I can hear others and I can listen to what they're going through and I can give them some healing words, not just encouraging words, healing words, because the same way hurt people, hear me out, amiga, healed people heal other people. And that's a whole other episode, right? You don't want to be the kind of woman that's always griping and hear me out, because I want to cry because this is something I'm so passionate about. You don't want to be the kind of woman that's always griping, that like maybe your guy don't even want to come home or talk to you because you got something else to gripe about. And I'm sorry I'm going there. I think someone needs to hear this, and that's why I'm bringing this up. Sometimes God just lays something real heavy on my heart. And I'm also saying this from experience, from the mistakes I made when I was married. A lot of you know that I got divorced, right? That's a whole other thing. I'm not quite ready to go there just out of respect, because I feel like it's not something that I need to talk about. But I think talking about where I went wrong and the mistakes that I made would be so beneficial to other people. And, you know, now that I look back, I'm like, this was my practice marriage, you know, but let me say this, okay? Even in a marriage that wasn't right, even in a marriage that was a little toxic, even in a marriage where there was so much stuff going on, right? It grew me. It actually drew me closer to God, and it grew me and it healed me, and I became a better person for it. So although it was hard, and that part was like, it's like when you know something's done, it's like when you know the milk in the fridge is spoiled, right? Let's just put it that way. It's a little smelly, it's a little spoiled, but you still have it in there. And finally you open up the lid and you're like, dang, this is not good. We need to toss this. And I hate to say it that way, but I'm going to say it that way. There comes a point where you have to just get rid of the spoiled milk because you know it's not good for you anymore. And so for those of you who are like, oh no, you should keep working on your marriage, let me tell you something. Stop judging people who don't work on their marriage, because sometimes things aren't fixable anymore. Everything's not fixable. Some things are meant to grow you, and then you got to walk away from it. So that's where I'm going to have to disagree, right? Because a lot of times we make people feel bad. We make women feel bad, like, oh, you didn't keep working on your marriage. Sometimes we need to celebrate the women who have, you know, the, you know, guts, I guess, if you want to say it that way, to be like, I'm out, I'm done. Like this has caused me so much pain. I gotta go. I gotta walk away. Let's celebrate those women. Seriously. Don't feel bad. Don't let the church, society make you feel like you did something wrong. Sometimes it could be the best thing that you ever did. I'm just saying, okay? So that's for somebody. Seriously. Now back to the boundaries. That's a boundary, right? Don't let people bother you for that. Don't let their feelings be hurt because you chose to do something that was good for you. So now when we're coming to this boundary, right? You need to ask yourself a question. Why do I have such a hard time saying to these people, maybe it's family, maybe it's a parent, that, you know, here's what I'm going through. Now let me just say, everyone's not going to understand. You might try to set a healthy boundary. And let me tell you what happened to me one time. Short story, really quick short story. I was going through depression really bad years ago. Probably, oh my God, this was over a decade ago. I'm that old, okay? But the people in my life in that season, they wanted to know why I wouldn't answer my phone, why I wouldn't answer my door. And I didn't understand healthy boundaries back then. I didn't understand, and I didn't have the courage to just, or boldness to just say what I needed to say. And they were like, why, like basically attacking me in a moment where inside I feel so defeated, because depression makes you feel defeated. And they're just wanting to know, why don't I answer? Why don't I this? Why don't I that? And, you know, it was one of my parents. And I finally just said, it's because I'm depressed. My parent turned around and said, so you're saying I wasn't a good parent? It's funny, right? It's a little funny. And I think in our culture, right, I'm Mexican. Those are things that you don't really talk about, right? I think we're the generation that's kind of breaking that. We're kind of really kind of, I guess, peeling the layers of that, if you want to say it that way. We're understanding more of a generational trauma and dysfunction and things like that. And so we have more boldness to speak on those things, where I think it makes past generations, older generations, uncomfortable, right? Because they're not used to that. But that's where I'm trying to say, basically, hey, I'm really struggling, and this is why. And maybe I'm crying out for help in the moment. And instead of getting understanding to the person I said it to, it felt like an attack, right? And so this is why you have to understand that you're not responsible for how other people feel or react about something, and you're not responsible to fix them or make them better. You're also not responsible for making them actually understand where you're coming from. What you're responsible for is saying what you need to say, now in a loving way, in a calm way. So think about what brings you calmness. Is it music? Is it that, you know, maybe you go have coffee with this person? Is it that you have to find a way to actually just say it, where maybe it's like, hey, I need to tell you this, right? Just for example, I need to tell you this. You know, this season of my life is hard. And girl, if you gotta cry, you cry, right? This season of my life is hard, and I'm dealing with a lot. And this is why I've been distant. So I might seem a little distant because I'm going through a lot right now. And so all that to say that you have to find how you can say things, because you've got to have your non-negotiables, right? And one of those is, you cannot allow toxic people to influence your life decisions. I saw someone post this in a group where she's talking about the difficult season of her life. She barely has time for anything because she's pouring everything she has into her children and into herself. And she barely has time for that. This is why you got to make space for yourself. You're not making space for yourself, you're definitely not going to set up healthy boundaries, because that is a boundary that you need time and space for yourself. And if you don't know how to do that, that's a problem. That's a problem, because you can only carry so much. I've given this analogy before on the podcast. I used to work at an Italian restaurant, and I would carry heavy trays of food back in the day, okay, when I was young, when I was younger. Gosh, I'm like, really, it's hitting me, guys. I'm going to be 40 next month. Side note. So I'm just like, dang, I'm getting old. What the heck, you know? But all that to say, those trays of food, if you've ever been a server, you know what I'm talking about. Those trays of food, you can only carry so much that you can actually lift, or because the plates are so big and heavy, you can only put so much on that tray. Otherwise, that's not good. You're going to hurt your wrist, get a carpal tunnel, hurt your side of your back, whatever it is, right? So that's the same thing with us. You're inside of who you are, your soul. You can only carry so much. Your cup can only carry so much until what happens? Something's going to break. And that's going to be you, girlfriend. You're going to break down. I'm just saying, I'm being honest. I'm giving you some, I don't sugarcoat. I'm coaching you. This is me with my coaching hat. I am coaching you because I want you to be better. I want you to say what you mean and mean what you say. I want you to not be a yes woman. I want you to not please other people. Because guess who you're going to hurt? You're going to hurt yourself, and then you're going to hurt your children. And how do I mean that? In what context? You're going to hurt your emotional health. You won't be emotionally healthy. I've said this before. My definition of success is not having a mansion. It's not having a, you know, a Range Rover, although I would love to have one of those. But it's not having, for me, it's not monetary stuff. It's not material things. And don't get me wrong, I want those things. Who doesn't? But that's not what's on my, you know, priority. That's not what's going to make me happy. What's going to make me happy and what's going to define my success is that I'm emotionally healthy. Because when I'm emotionally healthy, I'm able to show my children how to be emotionally healthy. And one of the things that I've taught my daughter a little bit too well, because that girl speaks her mind all the time. She tells me what bothers her and what's wrong with her. And I'm like, oh my God, the literal thing that I taught her how to be, praying for her to be bold, girl, she don't know how to use it when it needs to be used. But you know, it's a good thing, because I know that as she fine tunes that, God will use that, right? And so I'm not talking about her, I'm just saying I taught her a little too well, right? I know that when I am emotionally healthy, I can then teach my children how to be emotionally healthy. So if you're a mom and you're listening and you are not emotionally healthy, you can't teach your children how to be emotionally healthy. When you don't know how to speak up for yourself in a loving way and speak the truth in love, you're not going to know how to teach your children how to do that, right? So let's be honest here. When you're setting up healthy boundaries, now listen, it's hard. I'm giving you a general conversation about it, a general coaching session, if we want to call it that way. But there's so many layers to this. There's so many, like, how do you get to the bottom of, because you need to understand why you don't have healthy boundaries. Because us knowing and being aware that I wasn't taught this, this is foreign to me. It's not enough. You have to know why you personally are lacking those healthy boundaries and you're not understanding, how do I do this? How do I set up these boundaries? Because you got to start small. You can't just go out there and oh, I'm going to have boundaries with everyone. No, girl, it's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable that you need accountability and support when you're doing this, because you can easily snap. And the goal of setting healthy boundaries is not to snap. The goal of setting healthy boundaries is to say what you mean. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't turn into a escalated problem or argument with the person you're trying to set these boundaries with. It shouldn't. If you're setting your boundaries right, it shouldn't turn into an argument. But again, you're not responsible for how other people feel. Okay? So it's a hard thing. It really is. I'm telling you something hard right now. This is hard. But you got to think about this hard thing right now is going to be beneficial next year. It's going to be beneficial in your next relationship. Okay? Because what you didn't do right in your last relationship, what the mistakes that you made, don't believe the lie that you're not worthy of love. Don't believe the lie that you can have a healthy relationship. Take all the wrong things that you did, use them in your next relationship, girl. Some relationships are practiced. I'm just saying, okay? But all that to say, listen, again, I feel like I need to do a part two, because this is really just general, right? General information, general, something general that you can apply to your life. So I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to wrap up this episode. But where are you struggling? Are you like this woman who's having a hard season? People want access to her. You gotta have these boundaries in business, right? I learned this the hard way as well, that I had to have office hours for my clients. You can get a hold of me from this time and this time. It's the healthiest thing to do so everyone can thrive. Healthy boundaries are going to help you thrive. So in this season, right, in this season, what is it that you're struggling with to say? Who is a person that maybe gets under your skin, that maybe they give you anxiety? And you will know, because maybe your stomach gets knotted up. Maybe you feel like you got, sorry, I'm not trying to be gross. Maybe you feel like you got to poop because you're getting nervous and you're like, ooh, why am I feeling like this every time this person comes around? Your body knows, girl. you've probably been struggling with boundaries with this person for a long time, especially if it's a family member. Is it your spouse or significant other that you feel like you're walking on eggshells, or your grown children, right? As moms, how many times do we struggle with that? Like, I had to start telling my kids, like, this is a boundary. Like, you know, like, be real, keep it real. Because the more you do it, the easier it's going to be for you to communicate where you don't feel any type of way. You just said what you had to say. So where are you struggling to say what you need to say? Because where you're struggling, that's where you need to set the healthy boundary. Right? And you probably need some accountability if you've never done it. Trust me. Trust me. I've had several coaches. And I wouldn't be who I am without them. For real. And you know what? Prayer works too. Because wisdom comes from God. And that's a whole other episode. But listen. I love you, girl. I want you to be emotionally healthy. I desire for you to make space for yourself. It's important. It is so important. So boundaries is a huge, you want to be successful. Boundaries is a huge thing. It's crucial in order to be successful in all areas of your life. Love, work, business, motherhood, and so on. And I want to invite you. For 5 weeks, I am doing an introductory to coaching. So if you've never had a life coach, this is perfect for you. If you want a life coach, but you don't have a lot of time to commit or invest, I'm doing a 5-week introductory package with a 75% off scholarship. And this is one of the things that we are going to dig into. It's boundaries. It's learning how to make space for yourself. What does that look like for you? Maybe there's something that you've been wanting to do that you're like, man, I really want to write that book. I want to start that podcast. I'm scared. Let's tap into that, right? Wherever it is, I want you to know that I'm here to support you. I would love to partner with you and walk with you. And, just be there for you, because a lot of times that's all we need. And sometimes it's hard to trust, right? When we've been hurt. So if this episode helped you in any way, if you know of someone comes to mind and you're like, yeah, that girl needs boundaries. She needs help, Micaela, you know, send her this episode. I think that more importantly, we can't be afraid to say, I need help, right? So, hey, DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also email me at micaela@fearlessmujer.com. Go to fearlessmujer.com/contact. However you can get a hold of me, reach out to me. I'd love to give you more information. We can jump on a call and I can tell you more about this amazing package that I created just for new clients. I think that it's important. I've needed accountability. I've needed support in my season. And so I want to offer that to you at a 75% off scholarship towards the tuition of your coaching program. But I mean, I love you. Share this episode. Tag me in your stories on Instagram. Have an amazing week. God bless you. Hey, Mujer, if this episode encouraged you, inspired you, and pumped you up, let your homegirls know that you're listening to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. Go share this to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. Let your primas know that this is your favorite podcast. Text them the link. Let them know that there is a space for them to be empowered and inspired. And hey, more than anything, thank you so much for being part of this Cafecito chat. Make sure that you leave a review on Apple, because that means the world to me, knowing that this episode empowered you and inspired you. And hey, God bless you.